If you fly the mountains, you already know the spot. That one ridge, that one peak, the place where, almost every afternoon in the warm season, a cumulus cloud starts to build in the exact same location it built yesterday and the day before. By early afternoon, it's a towering cumulus. By 3 o'clock, it might be a thunderstorm, sitting right on top of the terrain like it was bolted there. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. This is ATIS, and today we're going to answer a question a lot of mountain pilots have asked and never quite gotten a straight answer to. Why does the weather keep setting up in the same place? Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's get into the mechanism because the folks at Bold Method put together a case study on this, and it's one of those weather concepts that changes how you read terrain once you understand it. Here's what you need to know. Thunderstorms need three ingredients: moisture, instability, and a lifting mechanism. Something to give the air that first shove upward and get it rising. Over flat ground, that lift usually comes from surface heating, or a front, or converging surface winds. But over the mountains, the terrain itself becomes the lifting mechanism. And it does it in the same place every single day because the mountain doesn't move. Let's break down the two words in the name: upslope and convergence. Start with upslope. When wind blows toward rising terrain, the air has nowhere to go but up. It rides the slope like a ramp. As that air climbs, it cools. And if there's enough moisture in it, it cools to the point where the water vapor condenses. That's your cumulus cloud, forming right at the elevation where the rising air hits its condensation temperature. This is why you'll see a nice flat cloud base sitting at a consistent altitude across a mountain range on a humid day. That base is marking the level where the upslope air is cooling into cloud. Now add convergence. This is the part that really concentrates the energy. Picture a ridgeline or a peak. Sun heats the slopes through the morning. The air along those sunlit slopes warms and starts flowing uphill from multiple sides at once. Now you've got air riding up the east face, air riding up the west face, air coming up the valleys, and all of that air arrives at the top and collides. When air converges like that, when it runs into itself and has nowhere left to go horizontally, it's forced upward, hard. So over that ridgeline, you've stacked two lifting mechanisms on top of each other, upslope flow pushing air up the terrain, and convergence at the top squeezing it even higher. That's a powerful, focused, reliable engine for lifting air, and it sits over the exact same rock every day. Here's why that matters to you as a pilot. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. The story isn't just that there are thunderstorms in the mountains. Everybody knows that. The story is that these storms are predictable in location and predictable in timing. They fire in the same geographic spots because the terrain that triggers them never changes. And they tend to fire in the afternoon because they're driven by daytime heating. The morning slopes have to warm up before the upslope and convergence really get organized. That predictability is a gift if you use it. This affects you if you're planning a mountain cross country in the warm months. The oldest piece of mountain flying wisdom there is says fly in the morning. Now you know the physics behind why in the early hours the slopes haven't heated up, the upslope flow is weak, the convergence hasn't organized, and the air is smooth and stable. By early afternoon, that same route can be a line of building cumulus and developing cells parked over the high terrain, exactly where you don't want to be. The mountains give you a schedule. Respect the schedule. There's a second practical takeaway here, and it's about reading the sky as a map. Those cumulus clouds building over the ridges aren't random. They're telling you where the lift is and where the terrain is generating vertical air movement. A line of towering cumulus following a ridgeline is a visual readout of the convergence zone underneath it. That's useful information. It tells you where the turbulence is, where the potential for a cell is, and it gives you a picture of the air mass you're flying into. And a caution worth saying plainly, terrain-driven storms can build fast and they can build tall. A cumulus that looks harmless when you take off can be a thunderstorm with a solid core by the time you reach it. Because that engine underneath it, the upslope and the convergence, is continuous. It doesn't need a passing front to keep feeding it. As long as the sun is heating those slopes and there's moisture in the air, the lift keeps working. So give building cumulus over terrain a wide berth and give yourself an out. Now, one thing I want to flag as my own read on this, not as gospel. If you're new to mountain flying, don't treat this as something you learn from a script. Get real mountain instruction from someone who flies that specific terrain. The general physics is the same everywhere. The local behavior of a particular range, the way a particular valley funnels wind, the way a specific pass sets up in the afternoon. That's local knowledge, and it's worth its weight. but the core idea travels with you anywhere you fly rough terrain. See a cloud building in the same place day after day over the same ridge? That's not coincidence. That's upslope flow feeding a convergence zone anchored to the mountain, running on a solar clock. Once you can name it, you can plan around it. That case study comes courtesy of the team at Bold Method, who put together the walkthrough on upslope convergence. Worth a read if you want the diagrams to go with the words. You can find more of what we cover over at radiohanger.com. Fly the mornings, read the ridges. And when you see that cloud building over the same peak it built over yesterday, you'll know exactly what it's telling you. I'm Tower, that's your ATIS.